Dire Adventures of Biggles.
After an ugly incident with Napoleon Morgan, Ginger squats beside Algy and waits for him to recover consciousness. In the meantime, several miles away, Biggles and Tom Hamans discover the Vega. Hidden in a rotting tree, they eavesdrop on their enemies. Until Tom leans too heavily on a branch and it snaps, he overbalances into the water. Biggles quickly dives for cover beside him, knowing what will happen now that their hiding place has been discovered.
Keep going down, Tom. Oh, the mud's suffocating me. It's in my nose and my eyes.
Who's that? You are shooting at the wrong place, Eddie.
No, it was to the right of that.
I tell you,
I'm shooting anyway. We must find them.
Through the mud.
Of course. They came through the mud, didn't they?
Very well. Bring the details, and we will search. They must not escape.
We'd better clear out, Biggles. No chance. If we move from here, we'll be seen for sure.
But they'll find us. I can see at least three natives on the boat. And there's Von Stahlein and Zolotov.
Our only chance is to lie low. At least we are so covered by this disgusting mud that we merge with the background.
Oh, foul, isn't it? I'm sorry, Biggles. I should have had more sense than to break that branch.
Shh, cut the talk. They're climbing down from the boat. Oh.
All of you spread out. Move through the trees and shoot if you see a movement.
Mud. We will drown in it.
At least you will have the satisfaction of knowing the English have drowned too.
It's no use, Eddie. The way I am slipping and sliding, I will break my legs.
Is the task too distasteful for you, Boris?
There will be none of that talk. Continue the search.
How much more comfortable to conduct a world revolution from an office in Europe.
You will remember, Von Stahlein, that you are employed to obey my orders. I will not tolerate insolence.
I was employed to conduct the work I understand, this type of work. Why don't you go back to the boat?
Fine, Von Stahlein. I will... Wish.
Where are you all?
That is Morgan.
He's on the yacht. We will go back to him.
In the English?
It must have been our imagination that they were here.
But there was the breaking bow.
Will you obey my instructions? Let the native search and we go back to the yacht.
As you say. Jolly, you and your men keep on with the searching. If there's anyone in the swamp, find them.
Yes, boss.
Now, you want to give up? Let us get out of this cursed mud.
If they only knew how close they were to us.
When Zolotov lost his temper, I thought he was going to stamp on my face. How on earth did they miss us?
The mud. That old log looks more human than you do.
You can't talk. The only thing live about you is your eyes, and they're bloodshot.
Shh. We'll give ourselves away if we make too much noise.
We could scram. There's no one close to us.
No. We'll stay where we are. Von Stahlein and Zolotov are climbing into the yacht. I want to hear what Morgan has to say to them.
But the natives are still searching. They'll find us.
I don't think so. See what they're doing?
Yes, they're climbing aboard too.
Over the bow, where Zolotov and Von Stahlein won't see them. Their masters had lost interest, so they're making for home and comfort themselves.
Oh, and we've got to stay in this ooze.
For a little while, until I know what Morgan has to report.
I need some help. My shoulder.
What is it? Say, blood.
Who shot you, Morgan?
One of the English swine. The young one with the red hair.
So they are on the island?
Yes. He was on his way to the lagoon when I saw him. The red-haired man and one of the others. But the bandages on his dress is wound.
But why did they shoot? What happened?
I was coming back when I heard some firing. Hey, I think it was at an animal. I crept close to see who it was. When I saw that one of the men was unconscious.
The animal?
Oh, maybe, I don't know. But when I saw it, I spoke to the other, the one with red hair.
Heaven forbid.
I don't say much to him. I just ask him what goes on, and he shoots me.
Of course, you did not show him your razor.
I tell you, he picked the fight, not me.
I am not interested in who started the fight. You were foolish to clash with him anyway.
One day we'll clash again, for the last time.
Forget that, Morgan. Did you find the birds?
Let me fix my shoulder. I've lost blood.
Did you find them?
Sure, I find them. It's what you sent me for, isn't it?
And the photographs. Did they prove anything?
Yeah, it's the place. The photographs show it for sure.
Eric, you were right. Soon the plans will be ours.
Boris, I...
Quick, he's fainting. Help me below with him. He must dress his wound. Then we'll bring him round and learn more of this lagoon.
That's the end of today's session. We can clear out now.
I'd like to know what happened to Ginge and Algy in that blue.
That's something we'll have to find out for ourselves.
Biggles,
you don't think he might have done anything to them, Tom? But we won't learn about it here. Let's clear out and sort some order out of this mess.
Steady, old man. Perhaps you better rest.
No. No, I'm all right. Keep going. We've wasted an awful lot of time.
And we're going to waste more. Come on, here's a comfortable rock. Sit on it for a few minutes.
No, I...
Algy, you're keeled over if you force yourself on. Then we'll be out here to all hours.
Righto. Just for a few minutes. I'll be glad to rest. My head's still spinning.
You took a nasty crack. That pig must have weighed half a ton.
I'm lucky to be alive. Thanks for shooting it, Ginge.
You were lucky to be alive twice. Morgan was a darn sight more dangerous than any wild boar.
Why did you let him go?
Well, what else could I do? You were lying unconscious. I didn't know how badly you were hurt. And I had no means of handling a prisoner. Particularly a snaky one like Morgan.
I suppose you did the right thing. But I don't like the thought of him running into the blokes. He may stumble onto Biggles and Tom, or even Bertie alone at the kite.
They'll be able to handle him, all right.
If they see him first. But you said yourself he's more dangerous than a wild boar. And think how savage he'll be with your bullet in his shoulder.
You know, he wasn't exactly cheerful about it.
If he has the chance, he'll kill. I hope he doesn't see them, that's all.
In one way, bumping him might have been a good thing.
I'd never call it that.
It proves the whole gang is on the island. Morgan wouldn't be here alone.
No. And they might have already found the place where Hagen hid the plans. Which direction did you say Morgan was coming from?
The way we're heading. The lagoon.
He's been looking for them, or something to do with it. We're pushing on, Ginge.
I'll give yourself a chance, Algy. Have a decent rest.
Rest nothing. Morgan was hot on the scent, and we've got to find out at once if he discovered the hiding place.
There it is. Yes, the pear-shaped lagoon. Yes, that's it. And there's the big fellow, the main lagoon, just beyond it.
Just a second. We're in the right place, Ginge. See down there to the left?
What?
That patch of scarlet on the bank of the big lagoon. It's the flamingo colony. That's where Hagen found the egg for Commander Evans.
And took the photographs that von Stahlheim pinched.
Yes, which means they could identify the spot as easily as we can.
We've identified the lagoon, perhaps, but... Where did he hide the papers?
We'll find them. Let's have another glance at the sketch map. There, that black square. That's what we have to find.
Off the narrow end of the lake. There is something at that end. I saw it from the kite.
What was it?
It looked like a hump. I couldn't identify it from the air.
Then we'll identify it now. I'd say we're looking at the lagoon roughly square on. That'll put the narrow end down here. Come on.
Well, I'm darned. A hut.
If you can call it a hut. There's not much of the roof left.
But it's square. And it's by the narrow end of the lake. This is what I saw from the kite, Algy.
Then it must be where Hagen hid the papers. We'll explore it. The door's open.
Do you think Morgan was here?
There's no reason why he should know about it. And it's so broken down, the door's probably permanently open. But you can never tell.
Well, nothing inside.
There's that pile of palmetto leaves in the corner. Used to be a bed by the look of it.
Nothing like a hiding place, though. I think we've drawn a blank, Algy.
I want to have a look at that old bed. I'm not sure, but it looks as if it's been pulled about.
Yes. Look under here, Ginge. Oh, just the dirt floor.
But look at the dirt.
And then the dirt in the rest of the hut.
By George, yes, that earth's been freshly turned.
And the leaves pulled back to hide it. I may be wrong, Ginge, but I think this is where Hagen hid those papers.
Algy and Ginge drop to their knees and frantically dig at the floor with their hands. Will they find the missing documents? Has Morgan beaten them to the goal? Be sure you don't miss the excitement in the next episode of The Air Adventures of Biggles.